It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined right now by Olivia May Graham. Olivia, thank you so much for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. You know what? Christmas is right around the corner, and that means Christmas songs, Christmas music, and you got a brand new Christmas tune out, and I've been listening to this one. It is a really good song. It's emotional, and I also appreciate the Home Alone reference in it as well, but which is one of my favorite Christmas movies. I had to give a shout out there, but it is a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one, Alone Tonight, and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Oh, thank you so much for loving it, and I'm so glad that you got the Home Alone reference.
I like it, yeah.
Well, last Christmas, me and my co-writer were just sitting in my living room, and we were actually writing an entirely different song at the time, and he went out and took a break, and I just started playing my guitar, and all of a sudden, this melody, like a supermarket Christmas tree, just kind of came in my head, and when my co-writer got back in the room, he's like, that's what we're writing. And so the song kind of fell from the sky, and as we got to the chorus, it was like, Santa, go ahead and skip my house this year. Everything I need, I've got right here.
Yeah.
And as we got to the end of the chorus, it was just like, we've written this deep emotional song. I don't know what the title is. I don't know what the hook is. And normally, like, as a songwriter, that's kind of your starting point. But we had just kind of started with the verse and with this just idea of feeling so happy and just, you know, just so joyful that you're able to spend the holidays and you're healthy and you've got your family. And really, that's all that matters. And then my co-writer said, he's like, you know, every Christmas my wife always says, oh, I just hope nobody's alone tonight. And right there, I was like, that's it. That's our title. That's what we're trying to say. So, yeah, many, many Christmases in the making. But, yeah, it was really great to be able to write that in the living room. And if you've seen the cover art, it's also shot in my living room with our family Christmas tree, which was a kind of a fun full circle moment for me.
You know, I did see the cover. I didn't know that was actually I didn't know if that was staged or if that was actually your Christmas tree. That's very cool. And you kind of answered where I was kind of going, because I'm very fascinated with the songwriting process, because it's such a cool thing, and writing music is so difficult, and I just love to kind of hear the writing process. And you said about the title. Now, do you normally find that titles, I guess for all songwriters, it might maybe be different, but do you find for yourself that titles usually are the kind of the first thing that you figure out, and the song kind of comes after that? Because obviously with this one, it kind of was flipped reverse.
Yeah, I mean, with songwriting, every single time it's totally different. But for the most part, I like to kind of have my concrete idea, and typically that's like the direction, or that's where we're going to take the title or the hook. But yeah, for this one, it totally was flip-flopped, and it was just, we were chatting earlier, I live in a really small town in southern Ontario, and, you know, a supermarket Christmas tree, a little brick house at the end of the street, like, that's where I live, that's where I grew up, and that's where we spent all Christmases. And I think, like, as a child, it was just like, oh, I live in a small town, I hate it, and now that I'm 23, it's, like, the only place I want to be for Christmas.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I love it. It's a great tune, again, called Alone Tonight. Brand new song from yourself. Again, Christmas right around the corner. Again, joined right now by Olivia May Graham. Olivia, what's on the way for you in the next little bit? Obviously promoting the new music. I don't know if you're playing some shows in the next little bit around Ontario and into 2023. What's on the way for you in the next little bit?
Yeah, we're kind of locking ourselves up in the studio right now and working on a lot of new music for 2023, which is really exciting, and planning some special pop-up shows that I can't really talk about now,
no,
but I will be able to
soon.
But if you follow me on socials, you'll be able to follow along with that. Lots of music coming for 2023, which really excites me.
Awesome. You did mention your socials, so I want to give it a shout out. Are you on Facebook Music, Instagram, that kind of thing? I always forget TikTok, because TikTok is kind of way over my head. I've never got into it, so I always forget to mention TikTok as well. But are you on all the social media platforms with
your
name?
I'm on all the socials. Yeah, just my name.
Is it Olivia May Graham Music on your socials?
It's just Olivia May Graham.
Okay,
you'll
awesome.
Find me on everything.
Awesome. There you go. For people to follow along with what you're up to, with a lot of cool things on the way. And I don't know if you've had an opportunity to play Alone Tonight live at this point to an audience really of any size, but what are those kind of emotions like when you do play a song for the first time and kind of those emotions leading up to it, whether you're nervous or excitement or a mixture of both? What are those kind of emotions like when you do play a song for the first time for a live audience?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't had a chance to play this Christmas one live yet.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll happen this December. But
yeah.
Over the pandemic, I really locked myself in my room and just started writing a ton of songs. And it wasn't until this past summer that I was able to get out and start performing them in front of a crowd. And it's such a different experience, because when you write something, you're like, oh, this is great, or like, this is garbage. And like, you just kind of, you're judging it yourself. But when you're playing it and you're watching people's faces, and it's like the Home Alone line in the Christmas song, I'm like, is anybody going to catch that? Is that just going to fly by? Because when we wrote it, I was just like, Jay was my co-writer. I was like, where do we take the second verse? And I'm like, oh, I got it. And I'm like, I really hope that people get that. So I'm really glad that you got that reference.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
So that's the best feeling in the entire world, is that when you put little Easter eggs and things, and then people are picking them up and they're liking them. It's just incredible.
I think that is fantastic. And I appreciate references that kind of have some good memories attached, some nostalgic memories. I mean, Home Alone's been around for a long time, and it just is it's a classic. Whether it be one or two, those are just, I think there was a third and a fourth, but wasn't nearly as good as the first or second, in my opinion. But again, those are some classic Christmas memories, of course, that come around every year for a lot of people, and I appreciate that. And it is a fantastic song, and we're super happy for you, and we are definitely looking forward to what is on the way for you in the next little bit. Olivia, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was great chatting with you.